Flinders, the Reluctant Hero, Chapter 1. His cage was near the door. His full name was printed on it in big red letters. Special half price. All sorts of humans would walk past him all day, although very few actually looked at him. Most were heading to the puppy section at the back of the shop. There was always a crowd at the puppy section, laughing and pointing at some cute little thing they did. Special had seen many puppies come in and out through the door. They left cradled in the arms of smiling humans on their way to a new life. Mum said the pet shop was a way for pets to find humans to take them on adventures. She had once explained to Special that one day he would leave the pet shop with a friendly human who would look after him. She had said that a long time ago when he was very little. His mum had once lived on a big house on a farm with a human called Daisy. Mum often told Special bedtime stories about life on the farm to help him to sleep. He sometimes dreamt about walks in the bush, vast spaces, and skies so big you could see all the sky. And skies so big you could see all the stars in the universe. Mum told him that one day he would get his own stories. When he was in the pet shop, he spent most of the time eating and looking. Fish swam in circles in gurgling blue tanks along one whole side wall. Humans sometimes went to the wall and pointed at a fish. Then one of the other humans, dressed like Maggie in cream shorts and green shirt with the shop logo on its pocket, would scoop it out and put it in a plastic bag full of water. But everyone visited the puppies, even the people who walked out with a fish. Some days, Special watched the humans with the puppies, and other days, he would look at the fish. Sometimes he would look at the humans going past and wonder about where they lived and what they did during the day. But his favorite thing to do was to look at the large map on the wall over the benches. It showed the origins of all the animals in the pet shop. His mum had told him about the map. It was a picture of the whole world, but made small, so you could see it all. She told him that the world was so big, you could never travel around it, even if you walked all day, every day. And even if you could walk that far, you couldn't walk around the world, because guinea pigs could only live on the brown bits. Most of the world, she said, was blue bits. Blue bits were water, like the fish tanks, but enormous. They were full of fish that were far, far bigger than the fish he looked at every day. Some were bigger than the whole pet shop. Special thought that was the scariest thing he had ever heard of.